Our gracious God, we do ask for your help in understanding as we think about hope and think about it throughout every epoch of redemptive history and what you have for us in terms of hope and then what we can do in helping others remember that hope and to lay hold of that hope. So we ask, Lord, that you would encourage us, that you would be pleased to build us up in the faith, be our strength and a shield about us. Uphold us, O Lord, graciously, and Lord, may we each walk with you. May we think about our walk with you, especially during this time of year, but always. And how meaningful that is, and what you have done on our behalf. May we make in our lives, whether personally, corporately, and as individual families, may we make worship a priority. And enjoying the fellowship of your people. This is part of what you call us to do. It is the unbeliever who turns aside and refuses to honor you as God or give thanks. And so we gather to do just that, to honor you as God and give thanks to your holy and righteous name. So bless our time in the Word, we pray, and teach us your ways, and we'll give you the glory and the honor through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, we are thinking about hope. Continuing to think about hope, and we're doing so throughout redemptive history. And today we're going to look at Noah, the Tower, and the Patriarchs. But first, let's do a little bit of review. How did Adam and Eve lose hope? How did they lose hope? To borrow from Paul in the New Testament, what did they do? Well, first, they did not honor God as God and give thanks to Him. Romans 1:21. This is something that every generation, every child that is born needs to come to terms with, and it's up to parents, grandparents, and so on to instill that great truth in succeeding generations. Our job, our stewardship